This is VOA News via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says the Taliban have agreed to allow safe passage for civilians seeking to leave Afghanistan. U.S. commanders at the Kabul airport are coordinating with the Taliban while accelerating the evacuation of Americans and at-risk Afghan allies. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says there have been no hostile actions by the Taliban and that several hundred members of the now defeated Afghan army are at the airport assisting in the evacuation. He said the U.S. military intends to complete the evacuation by August 31st and that any decision to extend it would require presidential approval. Meanwhile, across the U.S., the agencies that resettle refugees and volunteers are scrambling to help Afghan citizens who are fleeing their country after helping the U.S. during the 20-year war there. Russell Smith, CEO of Refugee Services of Texas, said they would typically get a week or so notice that families are arriving in the cities where they'd be resettled. But with the events in Afghanistan, the process is now accelerating. Haitian officials raised the death toll from a deadly weekend earthquake by more than 500 Tuesday after Tropical Storm Grace forced a temporary halt to search and rescue efforts there, a delay that fed growing anger and frustration among thousands who were left homeless. Grace battered southwestern Haiti, which was hard hit by Saturday's quake, and officials warned some areas could get 15 inches of rain before the storm moved on. Intermittent rain fell in the earthquake-damaged city and in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Late Tuesday, the Civil Protection Agency raised the death toll to 1941 and the number of injured to 9,900. This is VOA News. The United Kingdom called Tuesday for an immediate and sustained pause in clashes and unrest in Myanmar to allow vaccinations as an intense COVID-19 surge is ravaging the country. Britain's deputy UN ambassador James Currie told reporters after a closed Security Council discussion that the call for a humanitarian pause and a strong international response was joined by Foreign Minister Dato Irwin of the Brunei, the new special envoy for Myanmar from the 10-member Association of Southeast Asian Nations, who joined the meeting virtually. He said UN Special Envoy Christine Trainer-Bergener and the UN Deputy Humanitarian Chief told the Council that the humanitarian crisis in Myanmar is worsening on a daily basis. Hong Kong will tighten entry restrictions for travelers arriving from the United States, as well as 15 other countries beginning Friday. That's extending the quarantine period to 21 days. Previously, 15 countries, which also include Malaysia, Thailand, France, and Netherlands, were classified as medium risk, with travelers able to stay only 7 days of quarantine if they were fully vaccinated and tested positive for antibodies prior to leaving the city. A resurgence of coronavirus cases in these countries due to the Delta variant led to be recategorized as high risk and stricter measures imposed as the government sought to uphold the local barrier against the importation of COVID-19, according to a statement. U.S. federal officials are extending into January a requirement that people on airline flights and public transportation wear face masks, a rule intended to limit the spread of COVID-19. The Transportation Security Administration's current order was scheduled to expire September 13th. An agency spokesman said Tuesday that the mandate will be extended until January 18th. The TSA briefed airline industry representatives on its plan on Tuesday and planned to discuss it with airline unions on Wednesday. The mask rule also applies to employees on planes and public transportation, and it has been controversial and has led to many encounters between passengers who do not want to wear a mask and flight attendants asked to enforce that rule. The Federal Aviation Administration said Tuesday that airlines have reported 3,889 incidents involving unruly passengers this year alone, 2,867 or 74% involve refusing to wear a mask. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.